Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, he will also be presenting our words of encouragement. So I ask you to stop whatever it is you are doing. You find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. In Riverdale, Georgia, it is cold this morning. And I know you cold too. But we're just grateful that you woke up with us this morning and to be a part of our program for today. And of course, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we need to rejoice and be glad in it. And then in addition to that, we need to make sure that we find ourselves worthy of this day, do all that we possibly can to put ourselves in a posture to receive God's blessings and to receive those things, not only that he's already done for us and what he's doing for us today, but also what he has planned for us in the future. All we have to do is just get ourselves out of the way and let him do what he do and how he functions with that. And so we need to find ourselves worthy today. I'm hoping that you woke up today with a positive attitude, with a positive day, and that as the day progresses, that things would just go just super duper for you today. If you have a doctor's appointment, I'm praying and hoping that I know the best. We already going to claim that it's going to turn out just fine. Whether you go into the doctor's office on the phone or whether you just walking into the doctor's office, either have yourself checked out or whatever, and I know that it's going to be, everything is going to be just dandy, going to be just super duper for that today. And so that's our prayer call for that today, is those who are caring for the sick, that you find some way that you can find some kind of a relief in doing that. Take a break, go outside, or go to the store, or do something so that you can stay positive in that manner, and so that the people that you actually care for don't see the attitude that you have, that you just wore out or that you're tired or something of that sort. And so that's how you keep the sick well, is that you stay well and that you stay alert. And sometimes I know you get a lot of complaints sometimes, but sometimes people get tired. You complain all the time. Find something new to do. Find something that gives you joy or that has brought you some peace on today. Well, during this pandemic, you know, there's a lot of issues out there, but I just want to let you know, I want you to do what you think is best, and then don't press your opinion on everybody else. But I'm just giving you an announcement. On last Friday, me and Sister Bradshaw, we went and got our shots. We had an agency to call us to see if we had our shots on last Tuesday. That's, you know, most people have been going for 2 or 3 months and can't get a call in. They can't even get a shot. Can't really get nothing. But in this situation, we was fortunate. Somebody called us on Tuesday and said, have y'all had shots yet? Yeah, nope. Well, come in on Friday at 3 o'clock. So we did. So we went in on Friday at 3 o'clock. It's just as simple as it could be. Never did get out of the car, nothing. All was done just in your vehicle. Drive up, give them information, get your shot, and then they have you pull over to the side for 15 minutes to see if you got any reactions or something like that. Then you go on your way. And so I don't know if I can get encouraged to do that or not, because I found out that there's so many thoughts and ideas about that thing. So all I'm doing is just making a public announcement that we got one, and we're supposed to go back, I think, on the last, this is February already, it's February already. I ain't even changed the calendar up here. About the 26th, 20-something, somewhere along there, to get the second shot. But, you know, even in the midst of this pandemic, we are still the church. The church has never been the building. We've made it so. We put so much money, we put so much time, we put so much effort in getting a building, and especially trying to maintain a building. And I'm pretty sure that I'm speaking the truth right now, is that there are a lot of people who are fighting that light, water, gas, rent, and all that kind of stuff now with a building that they never thought that they never thought that they would have to do, and especially those who just got through building a brand spanking new building. And I know a couple of churches that did that. They put a couple of like $20 million or something like that in the building, and now they still got to maintain that loan. You got to maintain that loan. But so we're still the church, but church has never been the building. It has always been the people. And one of the emphasis that I know now about the church being the people rather than being the building is when I look in the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 1, verse 7 and 8. I've always liked this passage when he said, "Behold, he come with a cloud, and every eye shall see him, and they and all which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail of him. Even so, amen. I am Alpha, Omega, the beginning and the ending," said the Lord. This is the part I like about that. He says, "which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty God." That's why sometimes I say we thank the Lord for what he's done, for what he's doing, and for what he's going to do, is because this passage fits right into that little thought that I've had all along the way. When he says, "said the Lord, which is, which was, which is to come, the Almighty God." And in the book of Revelation chapter 2, he talks about the seven churches of Asia Minor. And when you look at that passage, you'll see he's not talking about a building, not our structure, or some place where we pay light water, gas bill. He's talking about individuals, talking about the souls and the hearts, the hosts, the souls and the hearts of men. And so he gives insight and look. And matter of fact, when he talked about the seven churches of Asia Minor, he's not talking about seven different kinds of churches. I want you to understand that all of these churches was the church of the Lord throughout the Bible. If you look through the entire Testament, you'll find that many of the names of these congregations will come up every once in a while. But he just sort of, John put them in a little cluster here and put them all under the same umbrella when he talks about the seven churches. And so these are not seven different churches like seven different religions or seven different kind of bodies. These are all the same bodies as far as Christ is concerned. But he said all of them had some different issues. All of these churches of Christ had different issues and going on. And God was now getting ready to expose that through John. So don't get it twisted that, you can turn to the book of Revelation chapter 2 and you see that there's seven different churches there, especially when people be talking to you about the one church. But that's certainly not so. So when he, in chapter 2, verse number 1, he says unto the angels of the church in Ephesus, write, "These things that I write, beholding the seven stars within your hand." And he tells this particular congregation, he said, "I know your works, but I have somewhat against thee. Thou hast left thy first love." I'm hoping that during this pandemic that we have, that we're not in the building anymore, but I hope you haven't lost your first love or left your first love, that you sort of put the church second place. Where it used to be first place. Well, we can't go to the building now. What the church going to do? What has the church always done? The building has never done nothing but have a roof over our head. That's all it's ever. That's the only function that it's ever had. It ain't never done no evangelistic work, outreach as far as that's concerned. We bring people to the building. And so when you talk about now that we don't have the building, what we're going to do? You have the wrong concept of what the church has been about all along. And this should be a refresher course for you. That you are the church. You're the one that functions. You're the one that makes the church active. So when he talks about the seven churches of Asia Minor, he talks about the one in Ephesus. And he said, "I have somewhat against you that you left your first love." He said, "Remember therefore from which thou hast fallen, repent and do the first work." In other words, he says, "Come on back." And then in chapter 2, verse number 8, he talks about the church of Smyrna. He didn't have anything bad to say about the church because he said the church thought about themselves. He said, and unto the church of Smyrna, he said, "These things saith the first and the last, which was dead, but you're alive." He said, "But you're alive." And so what is it, brick, mortar, and clay? No, he's talking about the individuals. He said, "But you are alive." And then the church of Pergamos, he said, "I have a few things against you. You hold the doctrine of Baal, a stumbling block, and suffered and sacrifice unto idols, and you commit fornication. Do buildings do that? Structures do that? Do brick, mortar, and clay do that? No. Individuals, the hearts of men, do that. So the church has never been the building. It has always been you. It has always been me. And then the church at Thyatira, he says, notwithstanding, I have a few things against you. That's in Revelation 2 and verse number 18. He said, I have some things against you because I suffered the woman Jezebel and seduced the servants. Now, he had a problem with them. You know, buildings don't do that. And then Sardis, he said, he said, name that thou liveth. He said, but you're dead. Now, here you all boasting and everything as if you big wheels. He said, but you think you're living? He said, but you're dead. And then the church of Philadelphia, he says, he didn't have nothing to say about them. They was in pretty good shape. Then the church at Laodicea, he says, I know thy works. He said, but thou not neither cold nor hot. Now, I've been in some buildings that wasn't cold or hot, but this ain't what they're talking about. He said, but because thou am rich and increased in goods, and he says, and have need of nothing, he says, I want to spew you out of my mouth because you're neither cold nor hot. So the lesson this morning is that I'm hoping that this pandemic keeps us together, holds us together as hearts and souls and minds and as people until we can get on the other side of this situation. Jesus loved you. He died for you, and he's coming again. And remember, the church has never been the building. It has always been you. Have a super duper week.